I want you to powder your heads and pray. Ask that today God will visit you. Oh Lord, visit me today. Jesus, I need your visitation. Father, visit me today. Lord, I ask for divine visitation. I want to be the one to be blessed. I want to be the one to be blessed. Holy Spirit, touch me specially. Touch me specially. My Father, I come to you this hour. Touch me specially. Blessed Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in my life.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done.
I said thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For everything you have done, thank you for what you will ever do. You remain faithful and you will ever be faithful. Lord, this morning I pray that yokes shall be broken in the lives of these people in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray your voice will sound into the ears of somebody today. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's be seated. I'm talking on having an attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. In other words, count your blessings. When you have an attitude of gratitude, you are sure that you will move forward in life. But when you are not grateful for whatsoever God has done for you, you have already set a boundary of limitation for yourself. So this day, gratitude is the attitude that is required for a man who wants to grow in life.
Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord.
Listen to me. If the only prayer you say in the whole of your life is thank you Lord, that will be enough.
Praise God.
Now that's the only prayer you know how to pray. And you pray sincerely. You have done well.
Praise God. Praise God.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The Bible says, I read from verse 16. It says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And verse 19 says, quench not the spirit. Now, when you see these verses of scripture, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Quench not the spirit. You will quench the spirit when you have an attitude of ingratitude. So, the Bible says, rejoice evermore. Let there be joy in your heart. Pray without ceasing. Let your prayer be in thanksgiving.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Your attitude is determined by your attitude. Your attitude, that's the, how far you go in life is determined by your attitude towards things. Hello? Listen very well. So, the way you respond to things will determine how things will respond to you. Your response matters. That's why you discover that some people have a very wrong attitude towards life. Towards life. Wrong attitude. And they keep binding the devil. But their attitude is the cause of their failures. So your attitude will determine your attitude in life. What type of attitude do you have towards issues that comes your way on a daily basis? So therefore, the degree that you thank, the degree that you are thankful is a sure index of your spiritual health. Praise God. Listen very well. The degree of your thankfulness is the, that is the spiritual index, or rather, that is the sure index of your spiritual health. That is how healthy you are spiritually. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It's a sure sign of your spiritual health, the degree of your thankfulness. Hello? Did you understand? Yes. When you are thankless, it shows that you are spiritually sick. Hallelujah. Somebody will be free today. Listen to me. It's not about shouting. It's about knowledge. What you know will ever take you far. Take notes. So the devil doesn't have to steal anything else from you. All he has to do is to make you take things for granted. Everything that happened, just take it for granted. Yeah. Okay, is it that one? It's okay. Forget about it. Or is it this one? Forget about it. Once he succeed to do that in your life, he has stolen many things away from you. Praise God. Praise God. There are people who take things for granted. Everything doesn't mean anything to them. They are spiritually sick. So when you count all of your blessings, you will always have a profit to show. Hello? When you count all of your blessings, you will always have a profit to show. But when you don't count, or rather maybe your blessings doesn't count. Hello? Your blessings doesn't count. Then you will have a lot of shortage in life. Amen. Amen. So let's go to Jeremiah chapter 30. That scripture that I read to you on Friday. In Jeremiah chapter 30, the Bible says in verse 19, open to that place. Jeremiah chapter 30 in verse 19. Are you there? I want us to read together. Please. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. 1, 2, go. Out of them shall proceed what? Thanksgiving. And the voice of what? Of them that make merry. And then what will happen? And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. When there is no thanksgiving in your life, you lack multiplication. You will get multiplied. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And the voice of them that make merry. Listen to me. Every complaint will die in your life today in the name of Jesus. You know, most of the time, the greatest enemy of a man is himself. That's the reason why you need to have the right attitude to life for you to succeed in anything you do. When you lack a grateful heart, you will certainly have a grounded life. Praise the Lord. When you lack a grateful heart, you will have a grounded life. Life will be grounded because the heart is not grateful. In Philippians chapter 4, the Bible says, Philippians chapter 4. Now, verse 6 says, he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With what? Thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. In other words, even when you have a need, let it be given to God in thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Not to complain. Listen to me. Whatsoever has been eating you up shall be eaten up today. The word of God swallows everything that the devil has planted around you for you not to grow. The Bible says, be careful for nothing. That word carefully means be worried for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Not with complaint. Hey, every demonic arrow of complaint shall be scattered in your life. So many people are on the ground because their heart is never grateful to God. Never. So everything is taken for granted. If God deliver you from anything, it's normal. So, you will always look at the things God have not done, not the things he have done. So take note of this. Replace your regret with gratitude. Every regret in your life, replace it with gratitude. Regret, I told you the other day, regrets has nothing to offer except a thing to wallow in. You just wallow in it. You regret this, regret that, regret this, regret that. It will only keep you to be down. It can't promote you. So be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you have. Not regretful for what you have not. Whatsoever God has given you, be grateful for it, not to be regretful for what you don't have. Many people are in trouble because they are always looking for what they have not gotten. I didn't have this. I didn't. What of the one you have? Should somebody else come and collect it? Huh? Praise God. Your attitude to life will determine how far you will go in this life. Praise God. You know, knowledge separates men. I told you the other day, the secret of the rich. The knowledge a man have is what separates him from another man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So take note. Take note. So don't be regretful for what you don't have. I wish I have a car. I wish I have this. I wish I have that. What about the one you have? You're not grateful for that? Do the best you can, because these are the things that are making people. Colossians chapter 4 verse 2. Not to attain to God's height in their life. God's height. In Colossians chapter 4, chapter 4 verse 2 say, continue in prayer and watch in the same way with thanksgiving. Even as you pray, watch it with thanksgiving. According to the volume of your prayer, is your heart thankful to God like that? Yes. Yes. So if you can't be thankful for what you have, at least be thankful for what you have escaped. Did you hear that? If you cannot be thankful for what you have, what God has given you, be thankful for what you have escaped. You escaped danger. You escaped accident. You escaped kidnapping. You escaped untimely death. You escaped terrible sickness and terrible disease. Can't you be thankful for that? May you receive a heart of thanksgiving. They say action speaks louder than voice. By the action of a man, you will know whether he's thankful or he's regretful. Action speaks louder than voice. You can easily see by the actions of men, they are not thankful. They are looking for something they have not gotten. So that brings sorrow to them. The one they have gotten is not important. Praise God. Praise God. See a man that is thankful, I will show you a man that will go far in life. Praise God. Very, very important. So, be thankful for what you have escaped. The unthankful will discover no mercies, while the thankful will find in every hour some heavenly blessings upon his life. When a man is so thankful, mercy will be running away from him. You know, we live by mercy. By the lost mercies, we are not consumed. You know, when you see a man full of sorrow, carry a heavy load, this is August. I'm teaching you a very powerful key that will give you the end of the year blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. From today, there shall be harvests of blessings in your life. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. This is August. It's a month where from this time all kinds of blessings are going to begin to come before you get to December. Hello? Yes. But you see what? If you are not prepared, it will be difficult. I don't want you to arrive in December this year without having Thanksgiving. Hello? Without having a time, you know, sometimes when we on the first Sunday of the month of December, we have an annual Thanksgiving, and you call for people to give thanks. So many people don't have anything to thank God for. Praise the Lord. They have nothing to thank God for. They come with more fullness. They are not so happy because the year has not produced in their life. So today, prepare yourself for this December Thanksgiving. You will come with a great blessings, a great sacrifice to thank God with in Jesus' name. Are you sure of that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, you must understand that God expects thanksgiving from you. Take note of this. The more you complain, the less you will obtain in life. Take notes. The more you complain, the less you will obtain. Oh God, I didn't have this. Oh God, this thing didn't happen. Oh God, I don't know why. Oh God, this and that. Oh God, this and that. Take note. This is one virus that is eating up so many believers. Eating them up. They have everything to complain. They point out fault in everything. Even in their own life. In the life of others. Look at this thing. Look at that one. Look at this one. But they don't easily see something to thank God for. So, if we get everything we want, take notes. If you get everything you want, you will soon want nothing that you will get. Hello? In other words, if everything you want in the world is given to you, even the thing you have, you will not want them again. Do you understand that? Simple. Simple. So if you don't enjoy what you have, how could you be happier with more? Take notes. If what you have today, you don't enjoy it, even if you have more, you will still not enjoy it. Mark it. Go and write it down. Listen to me. The people that enjoy life, it's not because they have much. Do you hear that? It's because they understand the secret. They understand the secret of enjoying life. They understand the secret of being happy in life. It's not because they are richer than you. Because they understand the secret. And as they keep doing that, their life keep moving forward. But when you keep complaining, you keep regretting, you will be going down instead of going up. Then you will keep complaining. So, if you don't enjoy what you have today, even when you get more, you will still not enjoy it. So, wherever you are, be happy. Tell yourself, I am happy. Tell yourself, be happy. Say, myself, be happy. Myself, be happy. Myself, be grateful. Myself, thank God. If you don't talk to yourself, this yourself will destroy your life. This yourself. That's why the best thing, one of the communication you need to have is to talk to yourself. Tell yourself what to do. That God has been so good. It's more than just coming to sing, clap hand and sing to God. It is what you do on a daily basis. Hour by hour, how is the position of your heart? Are you grateful? Are you happy that you are alive? Are you happy that the flood didn't carry you the way it carries some people? Huh? Praise God. I say praise God. Every mournful face will dry away from you in Jesus' name. Listen to this. The beginning of man's rebellion against God was and is the lack of a thankful heart. Did you get it? The beginning of man's rebellion was and is the lack of a thankful heart. What make Adam and Eve to rebel against God? It is lack of thankfulness. Now, this is a garden. Listen and listen good. This is a garden. All these fruit that are here, eat all of them. But this one, don't touch. And somebody else came and said, God said you didn't, should eat everything. He said yes. He said we should eat all but one. Oh, that one is more important than the other one. He said, no. I thank God for the one he has given to us. You want to eat that one, he said you should not eat. Ungrateful heart. What about the one he has given to you? Have you finished eating that one? So, if a man can be grateful to God, rebellion will die. They are not satisfied. And up till today, man is never satisfied with what God has given him. Hello? If he grow up and he's not yet married, problem has started. God, why did you allow me to grow rich like this when you know say there's no husband for me? I would have died when I was young. Is that better? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you get married and child has not come, why did you allow me to get married when you know I will not go to have child? If you born one, in my years of pastoring, listen to me, brethren, every decay that is growing in your life shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. There are some things that are decaying in the lives of men. In my years of pastoring, I have met so many people. I met a woman some years ago who has one child. And this one child, you know, a boy. And that was, he was looking for another child. And because he was looking for another child, she will never rest. I told her, I said, cool down. Tell your neighbor, calm down. I read a story during the week of a child who told the mother, calm down.
Do you read that story? Praise God. And some groups say they are making the child an ambassador now. Praise the Lord.
He said, if we can calm down, every trouble will be solved. Calm down, mommy, calm down. You calm down.
You are beating me, and yes, don't calm down. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord.
After the woman calm down, she kept running from pillar to pole to get another child. Man is full of trouble. Something is wrong with man.
I'm thinking until today is still looking for the child. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Thank God for what he has given you. If we stop here, have you gotten something?
Yes, sir.
After today, favor will bless your life. Listen to me, I have gotten the key to success in life. It is not about how much you pay. It's about how much you understand the way God bring answers to your prayers.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You need to understand, how does God answer prayer? How? God has done so much in your life, and yet you are not happy about it. You are running up and down. If you see so many people, they are jumping from pillar. They have no time for church because they are not satisfied with what God has given them before. They are wishing that 24 hours should be increased to 30 hours. Because the 24 is not enough. Why did night come? We have not finished hustling.
You will not die, hustler.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That is just the problem with man. They're never satisfied. Never. If you can be satisfied with the little God has given you, more is coming your way. Hello? Hello? It is in the course of my studies, I discovered that Jesus specifically demand thanksgiving from men. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not what you do carelessly. He wants you to consciously say, Lord, I thank you. For this life I am living, I thank you. And we know that you mean it.
Luke 17. Let's read that.
The Bible says in Luke 17 from verse 11, he said, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. That's why sometimes, listen to me, when it is time to thank God or to praise God, you can't open your mouth, it becomes a problem. Everything recorded in scriptures is justified. There's a reason for it. With a loud voice.
When I said, did he say, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, I did, thank you.
He shouted for everybody to hear. To know how grateful he was. Sometimes to open mouth to sing to some people is a problem. Open this mouth. Are you paying for it? Then if you shout, they will charge you money. With a loud voice, glorify God. Listen to me, Satan will not succeed to kill you.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? With a loud voice, open your mouth. Nobody will charge you. If you cannot open your mouth in church to praise God, is he your house with open mouth? Let neighbor not hear. No, let nobody hear. With a loud voice, this man came and was giving glory to God. And in verse 16, and the Bible says, he fell down on his face, at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. This thing shocked the master. And in verse 17 he said, and Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? So there are no found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Do you know that thanksgiving is a yeast that multiplies faith? Go and mark it. If you don't want to die in fear, if you don't want to die in doubts, go and be thanking God every day. Your faith will just increase. Praise God. Thy faith has made thee whole. So are there not 10 people that were cleansed? Where are the 9? So they are not found to come and give glory to God. Which means he was expecting everybody to return. Hallelujah. May you not be among the 9. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
Are there not 10 people that were cleansed? Where are the 9? He was asking the question. God has done something for you. You are gone. Thank you, Lord. I know you tried. Thank you, Lord. I don't go. With a loud voice, the man returned to show his appreciation. Kai, this year, somebody will come and appreciate God with a big offering. Who is going to be that person? I should be the one. Praise the Lord. With a grateful heart, commit to say thank you, Lord, for what you have done for me. Human beings are always full of things God has not done. That's why they don't have time to thank God. That's why they're full of complaining. You know? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5. 10 people were cleansed. Only one could return. And that's the situation that used to happen. I want God to deliver us from that thing. It's about what you understand. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. The Bible says, "Give it thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Give it thanks always for all things unto God. And the verse 19 says, "Speak it to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." When you are doing this, Satan will not be able to chip in some discouragement in your heart. No. He won't be able to do it. Listen to me. If you will understand what I am about to say now. If any blessing you are yet to get today, mark it, it's going to come tomorrow. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Simple. It will come. Praise God. There's no need why you should die before your miracle come. Do you understand that? You don't need to die before your blessing come. Just thank God for your life now. Thank God for where you are now. Thank God for the situation you think. It's not a pleasant situation, but just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Someone said, "Greed is a bottomless pit which exhausts the person in an endless effort to satisfy the need without ever reaching satisfaction." Now we explain to you. Greed is a bottomless pit. It makes somebody to be pursuing something to satisfy himself that he will never be satisfied of. That's what they call greed. You see Nigerians who are stealing money. Of all the millions and the billions they have stolen, why are they not yet satisfied? I think I was telling you the other day, when will they come together? That, okay, I win the election. All the people who we want together will come. All of us sit down. From today, we will not steal again. We want, we have stolen enough. When will they do that? Why? Because they are not satisfied. Praise the Lord. That's great. What? You are pursuing something. It's the bottomless pit. Does he have an end? And you want something that will satisfy you. When you get there, you will still not be satisfied. You better get satisfied. Don't become a, give you a clerk in an office, be satisfied. Praise the Lord. That's why they say godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought all this to this world, it's a certain we are taking nothing away from it. Greed. That's what made people not to be grateful to God. Another word saying, say, nothing is enough for the man to whom enough is too little. Nothing is enough for the man to whom enough is too little. That 10,000 you have that you are complaining is not enough. Somebody else is praying and fasting for that 10,000. Do you understand? But to you, when the 10,000 come, it's rubbish. Why did I 10,000? Nonsense. Your what's supposed to be enough will be too little. So that's why you need to learn how to be grateful to God in where you are, in whatsoever you have. It's a sure sign of mediocrity to be moderate with our thanks. That is, your thanksgiving is will be economizing it. It's a sign of mediocrity. I don't want to thank God too much, oh, let people not say, oh, I know, in fact, because the blessing doesn't reach that one now. You know, it's like somebody, maybe like this brother now, I just come, oh, I just, after the VG, this was what happened, and something came. And he's giving thanks to God. Somebody would maybe say, how much did they give you? Was it up to 1 million naira? How much? Now that one is a thank God for. There are people like that. Praise the Lord. Little thing doesn't mean anything to them. And they don't know that God tests you with little. Praise the Lord. He will send 5,000 to you and see whether you will like it. He will send you 10,000. He say, ah, which is 100,000. And for thank God, well. Every spirit of ingratitude will be destroyed in your life. And the heaven will just close. You fast and pray, fast and pray, fast and pray. Oh God, we don't know why God is not answering. The reason why God is not answering because you are ungrateful now. Praise God. This plague is taken away from your life today. Very, very important. Don't find yourself so busy asking God for favor that you don't have time to thank Him for. You hear that? Don't find yourself so busy asking God for miracles and favor that you don't have time to thank Him for. That when the thing has happened, you have gone. And that's what I've discovered with church people over the years. How many, if I want to start and narrate people from today to tomorrow, I will not finish. People that I have met one-on-one like this, with one problem, and as soon as that problem is solved, they are few. We will even see them again, not to talk of. Even if you see them, that thing, they don't remember that thing. That thing they were praying for, that one has passed now. Now that one will do again. Another one. It's another one, man. No record of thanksgiving. That I was in this problem and God delivered me. Oh God, thank you. They are looking for another one. Praise the Lord. No. Not too long ago, somebody brought some things to me and was saying that, oh, that their prayer, I pray for them sometimes ago, now God helped them, and then they just decided to bring this thing. Oh, I said, hey. I don't even remember that because it's rare, praise the Lord. It's rare to see somebody say, come, say, you pray for me sometimes ago and God answer. Amen. You know, sometimes we used to wonder, does it mean God doesn't answer those prayers? He answered them, but the people are ungrateful. Praise God. They are so ungrateful. So ungrateful. They are looking for the new miracle. The old one has gone. Don't live down your life like that. From this day. This is the first Sunday. Just second. In the month of August. Don't live this kind of life again. No, because God will be testing people with miracles in this place. Receive your Lord Jesus. Be a grateful man. Happiness always looks small while you hold it in your hands. But let it go and you will learn at once how big and precious it was. That's why you need to be happy. It looks small, the thing you are happy about. But let it go now. Then you know how important that thing was. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know how, you know, for quite some months, I don't have television in my house, so to say. I just keep one small TV there. Why? Because two plasma TV thief have collected it from house. So I say I'm not buying again. Praise the Lord. I say, because what am I even doing with television? I say, every time the mom will be telling me, I say no. Praise the Lord. Now, when those things are gone, you come and see how important it was. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. I say, if I want to buy TV, I want to buy the one where they don't fit carry. TV will be like house. You'll be pushing the TV. Be pushing it. Before you push a red door, at least the owner of the house does not come. Amen. Is it not because the plasma TV, the test is very small like this? You don't put it inside bag, you run. That's why you can come and be carrying it like that. It's alright. I'll buy big one. And I'm telling them don't go. I'm looking for the big one when they don't feel push. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. Yes. So that thing you have, when it is in your hand, thank God for it. Someone said, thou, O Lord, has given so much to me. Give me one more thing. A grateful heart. A grateful heart. That's a big prayer. You have done so much in my life. Please, I need one thing. A heart of gratitude. Psalm 100. We are going to pray now. I see people crossing boundaries in their life. This set aside for you. You are crossing it this morning. Psalm 100. You know, Satan will set boundary as if he's the one that is the commander in chief. He's not the commander in chief. The Bible says in Psalm 100, he said from verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Therefore, what will you do? Enter into his gate with thanksgiving. And into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Today, thanksgiving will follow you leave this church. Amen. That heart of thanksgiving will follow you leave this church. In the mighty name of Jesus. That small place where you are, thank God for it. A miracle is coming your way now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God has specifically told me to warn the people of a complaining heart. Stop it. Stop being complaining. Most times we don't thank God enough for the much he has given us. Our prayer are too often the beggar's prayer that asks for something all the time. Do you understand that? Beggar's prayer. Every time, what do you have for me? Every time, what do you have for me? Every time, what do you have for me? You know the best way to pray? Listen and listen, go. The best way to pray, oh Lord Father, thank you because I know you have answered my prayer already. Oh Lord, I appreciate you for the miracles you are going to do. This blessing, this new job, I thank you, it shall come to pass. Father, I appreciate you. I'm getting a new job. A new contract is coming my way. Oh Lord, I thank you. Angels are working for me. Yeah, you promise us in your word now that angels will go ahead of me. Father, thank you. I receive that miracle. I receive that miracle in the name of Jesus. That's the best way to pray. Not, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we have been praying. Pray, Father. We don't know why our prayer is not being answered. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Answer us now. What are you doing, oh God? Why didn't you want to answer us? He's praying low, but complaining. Praise the Lord. You already know you want God to answer you. Why are you wasting your time? Praise the Lord. So it's time to have a grateful heart. Colossians chapter 3. I see scale falling away from your face right here. In the book of Colossians chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 15, it says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. In other words, let be full of thanks. You used to thank God, but let it be full. It's half cup you are carrying. Make it full. Praise God. Make it full. Be full of thanks. Thank God for, you know, listen to this. Very important. Thank God for dirty dishes. They have a taste to tell. Now, if you eat food and there are dirty dishes in your table or your kitchen, you come and see the thing. Hey, how will I wash this thing? Who's going to wash this thing? Oh, washing plate is a problem. Oh, but who, what happened to those plates? They put themselves in that condition. Eh? What happened to the plates? Somebody ate food with them. Is that not so? You enjoy the food while you're eating. Now to wash the plate is a problem. Is that not so? Praise God. So thank God for dirty dishes. They have a tale to tell. You were hitting the plate while you were eating it. Now when you have eating the food, now you say to wash it is a problem. That's why children, youth, learn a lesson. When they say go and wash the plate, wash it with joy. Praise the Lord. Because if you don't wash the plate, there is no more plate for food tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Thank God. Yes. Why other folks go hungry? You were eating pretty well. So now to watch the play, would you be happy? Hallelujah. Yes. With home and health and happiness, we shouldn't want to be giving excuse or to be complaining. You have a house to stay. And you are not happy? Yes. For by all these evidences of what God has done for us, God has been so good to us. It's good for us to give it thanks. Praise the Lord. Before we pray, listen to this. Therefore, you need to be very thankful. The Bible says in Proverbs 17 verse 22. Proverbs 17 verse 22. There are three things I want you to take note of. Proverbs 17 verse 22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Now, you cannot have a merry heart without being full of thanksgiving. But when your spirit is broken, you will be full of complaint. Take notes. You can't have a merry heart without being full of thanksgiving. But when your spirit is broken, what you get is what? Complaint. It's a sign that there is broken spirit. So you need a merry heart. To be full of thanksgiving, let your heart be merry. It is when your heart is happy, you'll be saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And more joy will be coming. So your spirit will not be broken. Satan will not be able to enter. Another point you must take note of is a thankful heart easily gives, but a complaining heart find giving a burden. If they say, come and give, a thankful heart will be happy. Even if it's what you have is little, or you don't even have. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because I would have given now, but except that thing I want to give is not yet in my hand. Amen? That's a man of faith, and that's a man of thanksgiving. But another person will say, oh, they don't come again. They don't say we don't get money. I pray that spirit will die in your life. You have already closed your heaven by that single thought. Not even, you may not say it at all. Just thought it. They don't know, say we no get. They don't come again. That is why a man who is full of thanksgiving, he will be happy when it is time to give. It is an opportunity to go forward. But another man will see it as a burden. So whenever you are asked to give, even if you don't have the money, thank God that I am alive to give. Praise the Lord. Yes. Yes. That's why you see, a joyful heart will give joyfully. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. Not a complaining giver. A cheerful giver. Then the third thing we take note of is that a thankful heart is always full of joy. Praise the Lord. A thankful heart is always full of joy. When somebody is full of thanksgiving, you see that person happy all the time. But a man who is complaining will not be happy. Finally, Deuteronomy chapter 28, the Bible says, it says in verse 47, he said, because they served not the Lord thy God, they didn't serve God, the Lord their God, with joyfulness and with gladness of hearts for the abundance of all things, therefore shall they serve their enemy that God will send against them in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke upon their neck until he destroyed them. I paraphrase this. Praise the Lord. That is what God declared to the children of Israel. He says, since you will not serve God with joyfulness, with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, then I think what is better for you is that go and serve your enemy with hunger, with thirst, with nakedness, with want of all things, and even with a yoke on your neck. After today, you will serve God with joy. The psalmist said, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. Are you glad? Let's rise up on our feet.
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was glad
when they say,
let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was glad
they say,
let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was glad. Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was glad. When they say, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was glad. When they say, to the house of the Lord.
Are you glad today?
I was glad.
When
Here with something today.
I don't know what your name is. Something hitting you right now. Any door that has been closed against you is open right now. Receive the heart of joy in the name of Jesus. A miracle is testing you. They have mocked you. They have cried. They have looked. You know, somebody mocked somebody in my presence one day. The way he mocked the person. But you don't know that your God is going to visit you. Somebody mock you and look down on you. Hear the word of the Lord. That miracle is coming your way right now. That miracle is coming your way right now. God will shame your enemies. God will shame your mockers. God will disgrace your mockers. God will disgrace your mockers. In the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit, this month is unique. There is a restoration power flowing. Restoration power is 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 flowing. Father, restore them back to their good health in the name of Jesus. You are losing your health. Restoration is coming back to you. Restoration is coming back to you. Receive good health right now. Receive strong health right now. Receive good health right now. Every part of your body be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare every hardship in any home, in any family, I curse it right now. As you go home, begin to thank God. Begin to appreciate God. Go to your kitchen and appreciate God. Thank God for the abundance he has provided. Right now, I command, wherever food is in the world, wherever money is in the world, it will locate you in the name of Jesus. Lack and want we die in your love. Lack and want we die in your love. Lack and want we die in your love. The Lord shall provide for you. The Lord will make a way for you. The Lord will make a way for you. In the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit, thank you. It is well with these people. You will not cry. You won't shed tears. You will no longer regret. You will always give thanks to God. Thank you, blessed Father. It is well with your soul. In Jesus' name, I pray.